Councilman, tell me about this legislation. I know it's actually forward-looking, if I'm understanding it correctly, when it comes to trying to resolve any possible future issues, I believe, with Ellicott City and any chance that it might flood again the way it did on July 30th?
Right. It is definitely forward-looking. It looks at the studies that are going to be done as a result of the flood and has the county coming back to us and telling us what recommendations they have about new projects, new regulations that might be required to improve flood mitigation in the historic district. And in that time, we want to pause development to allow those studies to take place, to be able to have a thoughtful conversation about what they're recommending and not frustrate the situation by having development proceed until we have those answers.
Was there a lot of development on the table or in the process of, but since the flooding, or at least in transition, maybe?
Well, there's a fair amount. I don't know what one would consider a lot. And the area that we are looking at is just the watershed and really those areas that are waterways that are draining into or flowing through the historic district. So there are a few that are sort of in the process of planning and a couple that are just about done. Those sorts of projects won't be affected because if they've already built, you know, 5 of 10 houses, then we really can't stop them from completing those. And we really wouldn't want to have a empty street with unfilled lots either. That won't help flooding at all. So that's where development is at this stage. There are definitely some, but we don't know that it'll have a huge impact on the number. Certainly the businesses that are operating those developments would be concerned.
Based upon your knowledge and experience and what you've seen and learned through representing that area before the flood and even after, can you move or change the direction of the Tiber and the Hudson so that this doesn't happen again, or are the chances of that just not even possible?
The simple answer, short answer, is it's not really possible, in my opinion, to redirect the water around the town. I have some very direct experience. I mean, beyond representing the area, I used to have a business on Main Street and was there in 2011 when it flooded. I even had a video that went of a chair going down Main Street, which at that time I thought was unbelievable. Obviously, no comparison to the devastation in July. But you have to remember the town was designed a couple hundred years ago as a mill town, and it was designed to take water through the town quickly to go under the buildings to drive the mills. So that is where it started, and the topography of that area is pretty much the street goes sort of down a valley and down a steep slope, and so the things that need to be done. A fair amount of them are likely going to have to be done outside the historic district to stem the flow of water into it or slow it or hopefully collect it elsewhere and have it settle in elsewhere.
Do you have a timetable for when you'd like these studies to be done and presented?
Yeah, we're hoping that they'll be done by and presented by February. That's the request that we have. Now, understanding there are several different studies being done, and there might be different times, and there might be different information in each of those. So we'll work with the county to make sure that they have the time to do those studies and present recommendations.
Do you think the landscape has forever changed in downtown Ellicott City, or are you expecting most of the businesses to come back, Councilman?
Well, the mental landscape, if you will, has definitely changed. You can't go through a situation, an incident like this, without it altering your perception of what that area is. The amazing thing is the resiliency of the people and their commitment to one another as a community. So that part, I think, is even stronger than it was before. As far as the physical landscape, it will definitely change. There are a couple of businesses, at least, that we know won't be able to come back. Their inventory was wiped out, and they don't have the resources to rebuild and restore their inventories. There are some that may actually move locations from one part of Main Street to another. And then there's lots of reconstruction. So at the end of the day, there will be it'll look different. It'll feel different. And my hope on all this is that it'll also be safer. That process will take some time, years, in fact, to get there.